Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Everybody, it's Austin with the Thinking Kingdom podcast, where we have spiritual conversations in light of scripture that have us thinking kingdom. And that's kind of our tagline for our podcast. So what makes us different than other religious podcasts or spiritual podcasts? Absolutely nothing, baby. We're just some more voices in your head. Hopefully we can deepen your Bible knowledge and help you grow closer to Jesus and become more acquainted with the scriptures, on your way to work. If you want to set some time aside in the evening with your family, I don't know if you want to welcome Austin and Nate into your home, but if you do, for some crazy reason, here we are. So we're thankful for the opportunity to do it. We got a lot of awesome things on the horizon. We have guests coming in. We've already done some episodes with Aaron Gallagher, Dan Owen, Darren Chappell. We have some forthcoming episodes with Denny Petrillo and some of the group of at Bear Valley. So we got some great content coming your way. So we'll hope that you'll enjoy a lot of the things that you hear. So Nate, we're recording this again, and
this is number four, I think.
Yeah. So if it seems like that we're really tired doing this, it's because we are.
the intro episode we've recorded four times.
Yeah.
We keep having hiccups.
So. Yeah, it's really my fault. All of it's really my fault. So it's okay. We are. And I like it this way because this is more conversational. The first one, we were kind of uptight and robots and didn't know what to say or do. But now this is how we want the podcast to be, more conversational. So anyways, so Nate and I are studying through Ephesians. That's going to be some more content coming your way. Textual topical studies with these guests that we have. And that's pretty much it. So Nate, do you want to introduce yourself to the peeps? And yep. I'll do my intro.
Okay. My name is Nate Miller. I am 25. I have a wife named Katie and two kids, Sam and Andy. They're twins. They're 3 years old. And they're a ton of fun. They keep us busy. We love to play, and they're awesome little boys. We have one more on the way. In fact, Katie is 6 days over her due date. Her due date was December 11th. We've got a little girl on the way. She could bust in here at any second and say her water broke and we have to go to the hospital. So that could happen.
That would be so awesome if that happened while we were recording.
That'd be so cool. Or if she's born on the couch and I bring her in here.
That would be nuts. We would go viral.
Yeah.
They'd be like, we don't care what kind of podcast this is. The dude just had a baby on the recording. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah. So she's overdue. And we're excited for a little girl. We live in Huron, South Dakota. It is the Great White North. Check this out. You see that?
This is like our first. That looks beautiful.
That's a disgusting window, but yeah, this is our kind of our first snow of the year.
That's awesome.
So, yep, north, it's cold and it snows a lot. And we moved up here in 2020, right out of school at Bear Valley. And we have been working with a congregation here ever since. Whenever we got here, there was like two members. I'm at this little congregation. And actually, last week on Sunday, we had 36. And that was our biggest attendance that we've had since I've been here and since the church has had since, I don't know, who knows how long.
Dude, that's so awesome.
Yeah. And not to milk it further than it needs to go, but we were missing like seven or, quite a few of the normal Christians that are there were just out for whatever reasons they had to be out. So yeah, it was awesome. We were really seeing growth. And the Sunday before that, I think we had like eight, like it was just a bummer. And I preached. And so it fell on that Sunday that we had. And just like the whole time, it was just like work for 5 years and then no one comes to church. And then getting through discouragement the next Sunday, you got your biggest crowd you've had. So it's ups and downs, but God is working through, you know, in the congregation here, and it's awesome. So, yep, that's me. Went to Bear Valley, which maybe Austin can tell you more about our time at Bear Valley, but went to Bear Valley. That's where I met Austin. I grew up in Oklahoma City, or Oklahoma City, Moore area. My parents are faithful members of the church. My dad's a deacon. Both of them are involved members of the church. Katie, my wife's mom and dad, are both members of the church. Pat, my father-in-law, is an elder. And we just have awesome families and good Christian upbringing, and couldn't ask for anything better as far as, you know, growing up in the Lord. So, yep. Try to do the same for our kids, and that's me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Pat, as far, you know, I mean, some of you may recognize that name. I was the outreach minister during COVID, the outreach minister at Highland Church of Christ, where Pat, Nate's father-in-law, is an elder, and he's an awesome dude, just like everybody there. I mean, the church there at, you know, Highland Church of Christ in Tecumseh, they're awesome. So yeah. Anyway, so that's Nate. My name is Austin McCrickard. I have a wonderful wife, Kennedy, and we have two boys, Ezra, who is three, just turned three, and Emmett, he's about 4 or 5 months, coming up on 5 months. So, yeah, we have a good time. We live in Missouri. I minister and preach at the Buffalo Church of Christ in Buffalo, Missouri. I'm working with them part-time, so I enjoy my time there. Love such a great group there at Buffalo. And I work part-time also as a hospice chaplain for a rural healthcare organization in Bolivar, Missouri. So it's a beautiful ministry, something that I needed. It was a hole that I had in my life as far as my ministry. So I, you know, I think God filled that with some much needed time, seeing and ministering to people that are on hospice. Yeah, like Nate, we went to Bear Valley. So Nate, he is about to have his master's degree. I about have mine wrapped up. All of our assignments are submitted, so we'll find out sooner or later whether or not we got it. I'm sure we'll do fine. So I went to Ameridge in Bear Valley undergrad, and Nate went to Bear Valley undergrad. So I think that's pretty much it. Normally, yep. What we'll do in our podcast is we'll do Versal, but we already did Versal today. Nate, do you have a Versal, like, just pulled up on your phone? And do you have a, did you blow through all five of your examples today?
Or
you,
I don't have it, but I will. I'm going to buy it. It's $2.99.
I thought you already bought it.
I had deleted the app. I don't know.
You could probably restore purchase. Oh,
it says you've already bought this. Would you like to get it in for free?
Yeah.
Let's go.
So we already did Versal. Normally we'd pull up Versal on the page for you to see. And it's a lot like Wordle. Hold on, let me I can't do that right now.
All right, no problem.
I'm explaining. I'm having a hard time thinking. I can't read that verse. So it's a lot like Wordle, where you type a word, and if it's in the right spot, it turns green. If it's in the word, it turns yellow, but not in the right spot. And so Versal is the same way with Bible references. So if you get the book right, it turns green. If you get the references right, but not in the right place, like you do 21 when it should be 12, it'll turn yellow. Anyways, so what is the Versal today? What is the reference
to Scripture? Okay. It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." That's very vague to me. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. That's got to be a psalm, right?
Yeah, it sounds like a psalm to me. Okay. We'll find out.
There's only a psalm with a double digit chapter, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't go beyond 99. So just burn some numbers so we can at least know if it's in the Psalms.
I'm going to say Psalm 0123. I know that's not right. That, I don't even think that's a real verse, but let's get some numbers out of the way. All right, we're right in the Psalm. 1 and 3 are...
Show everybody on the screen.
Does it not reverse it?
It's fine. No, it's good. Yeah, Psalm... Okay, so you got the 1 and the 3. So it could be Psalm 13. It could be...
Keep the numbers or what?
Yeah, let's go ahead and just blow through some numbers since
I'm going to say Psalm 4, 5, 6, 7. Obviously, that's not right, but okay.
Is it before or later? Earlier or later? It says
this verse comes earlier.
Okay, so do Psalm 13, and then do 89, so we can just see if 89's in it.
Psalm 13.
Yeah.
Psalm 13, 89. Like Austin said, normally our versal is going to be up on the screen and like look more professional than this. We've
already done the versal for today, so I can't redo it. Okay, so I guess it'd be like, it's come later. So it'd be Psalm, what do you think?
It's got to be, all right, I'm going to have to think about this for a second. So Psalm 13, 8, the 1 and the 3, the 1 can't go there, 1 can't go there. It's going to be Psalm 30, or it could be Psalm, it's either in the 80s or the 30s. Let's go Psalm 38. You're blind, aren't you? This is tough for you.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing. You just, at this point, we're just trying to get it.
Great. Yeah, we know all the numbers. 38, 18.
Dude, there's a 4. You're missing it. It's 34. Oh, is there a 4?
I'm a dude. Man, this is not a good look for me.
Does not look good, but normally you would catch that. Do Psalm 34. Psalm
30, probably I wouldn't. All right, this has got to be it.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the way versal works. Like I said, again, it's not normally going to be on my phone. It'll be actually on your screen. So, but yeah, cool.
Yeah, we do that with some of our guests. You'll see how it works. So I'm not really worried about it for an introduction episode. So what we want to do with the rest of our time, just very briefly, is highlight some resources that can help you with your study and, supplement your Bible exposure. And that's what we want to do. So, so let's talk about Brotherhood resources. Nate, let's just go ahead and start rattling off some things. I'll try to tag these podcasts, these resources in the episode on our YouTube page so that all you have to do is just go to the description, click on them, and you have access to them. So, Nate, what do you got as far as Brotherhood resources that you would encourage them to?
First one that comes to mind is Dan Owen. We had him on pre-recording the other day, and he's just such a brilliant mind and so humble. Conversations with Dan is put out by the Broadway Church of Christ. That channel just recently discontinued, but he's starting his own. They're still up. They're still videos, but Conversations with Dan, and then he's going to be starting his own YouTube channel pretty soon. But Dan Owen at the Broadway Church of Christ in Paducah, Kentucky, genius. You will only benefit from him. Yeah. Not only a genius, but he's just a good, good man.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's awesome. We had a great conversation with him regarding faith. Also, I would say Apologetics Press. If you go to apologeticspress.org, I believe it is. I'll link it in the description, like I said, with all of these regarding apologetics and Christian evidences. Top tier, top notch guys, Jeff, Dave, Eric, Kyle. They're all great. They have so many articles on their website, one of which I really enjoy is kind of the young earth creationism and a lot of evidence for the young earth and all that. They got so many books. Behind me, I have books, but you can't really make out any of the Apologetics Press, but I probably have like 25 of their books. It's just, they're all beneficial. And, you know, their content ranges from young all the way up until, you know, the adult. So
they actually put out kids curriculum, solid kids curriculum for Bible class.
Curriculum and Vacation Bible School for your churches. I mean, I can't say enough about Apologetics Press. I mean, I went with Jeff to Fantastic Caverns here as he was doing some research, and he's just an awesome dude. They're all great. So spent some time with Dave whenever he was in Tecumseh for a meeting. So, I mean, obviously all of you will know their names. Yeah. So use those resources. A lot of podcasts that you can listen to. We have Corey Sawyers coming on. Him and Tyler King and Garrett Bernethy do an Untied podcast. I don't know if Carla Moore and Kathy Pollard are still doing their podcast, but they have a lot of scripture writing stuff that they put out just for women to kind of do their study. It's awesome stuff. Not only women, but I guess men can do it as well, as far as, you know, tapping into the scripture writing that they do. It's an awesome thing to think about. They just got done taking orders for this new year. So you may just tap into Kathy or John. John and Brian Ketchum, John Moore and Brian Ketchum, they started a Bible Passages podcast. That's going to be awesome. And I'm sure already is, because I think they have a couple episodes out.
Have you spent much time with Brian?
Yeah, I did. We did a campaign here in Buffalo, at Bolivar in Buffalo. Amazing. Oh yeah, dude's awesome.
He's the nicest guy in the whole world.
Yeah, he is. He's great.
And so is John, for that, you know, for that matter. John and both of those guys, if you talk about two good hearts, John and Brian, are they're genius, but man, they're awesome.
Yeah, nice. John was one of our instructors at Bear Valley. I mean, just dynamite people. So
yeah.
Authentically Adam, I believe, is Wayne Jones's podcast that we would throw out there. I'm trying to think of any other Brotherhood podcast or resources that are.
I know. What were you going to say?
I was going to say Resource Publications with the Truth for Today commentary.
Yeah.
That's the red commentaries behind me right here. Back behind my awesome Lego brickheads. Gosh, that I've got some. I have to bring it up. I need all, anybody that's interested in Lego, they need to, you know, reach out to me and nerd about these things with me. I enjoy it. So
I was about to say, you look really, all those books behind you make you look really smart. And then we see the Legos and we're just like,
he's like, not really. He's still a kid. What were you going to say before I broke in?
Attic with Christian.
Oh yeah.
And, Dear Church with Chris McCurley. I don't listen to Dear Church, not for any reason other than I just haven't got around to it as much, but I've heard amazing things, and the things that I have listened to are, you know, I enjoy a lot. So, but Wes McAdams with Radically Christian.
I didn't know Radically Christian was, you know, what we would call, I didn't know he was a member of the church. I just stumbled upon it and started reading it. And I was like, man, this guy's kind of tracking a lot with some Bible stuff. And then it turned out he was a member of the church. And I was like, oh, well, you know, that makes sense, because, you know,
he's really good about ditching the church, you know, the mold and the traditionalism, and just saying, let's get to the heart of the Bible. And he's got a really good mind when it comes to that, and also very humble and nice guy too.
Excel Still More, there's two. So there's the Excel Still More that Denny Petrillo, Garrett Bernethy, and the like, let's see here, Mike Height, they do a lot of studies. They have study books out over some various books. And the Excel Still More with Chris Emerson, I've talked with Chris before. Awesome guy, awesome dude. I know a lot of people that are loving his podcast. Obviously GBN with Aaron Gallagher and
Authentic Christian. Yeah. Aaron Gallagher does that with Scott Ingram. Is it Ingram?
Yeah, that's it. So great podcast. You know, they're on TikTok, they're on social media. So like I said, I mean, these are people and groups and podcasts that you are all probably already familiar with, but maybe we've shouted out somebody like, oh, I need to check that out. And maybe there's some people that are holding their breath and they're like, oh, I hope they mention us. But
yeah, I know.
They probably don't care.
No one cares about
it. Yeah, they're like, Thinking Kingdom who? Austin who? It's okay. It's just part of the fun. So, but we're excited for what's coming up in the podcast with our guests, the topics. We're studying through Ephesians. Nate and I, right after this, are going to continue on in Ephesians, making some awesome connections. So we're going to bring textual study. We're going to talk about things that are going to step on toes. And I don't know if anybody's made it to this part of the episode or not. Statistically, everybody's already checked out. So You know, Nate and I are just humans. We're students of God's word. We ask for grace in our studies. We may say things that may cause you to tilt your head and be like, why are they coming out of left field with this? I'm not used to this. These are our studies. And the things that we say, they, you know, even though we went to Bear Valley, I mean, it's not wholly Bear Valley stuff. So, you know, we want to do our best to not, you know, we don't want to misrepresent Bear Valley or their values, but at the same time, our education has spanned beyond the classroom at Bear Valley. So there's probably some things that we say that our teachers at Bear Valley be like, bro, we don't know where you got any of this stuff. So we're all studying, we're all trying. And so, you know, with that being said, sure, there's probably going to be podcasts and articles about us calling us false teachers. There's going to be people that make podcasts about one of our episodes. That's just the nature of the beast. It's just how things are.
Our goal is to, like Austin said, we're just students of the word, and we want to learn with you. And I know you mentioned on one of our other recordings that you guys are not going to see, but one of the other times that we recorded this, you mentioned if you hear something that you don't agree with or is flat out incorrect, please tell us. And we guarantee we'll come on with an episode and say, we're going to smooth this out. And that happens all the time. Like I want to say this the right way. We would be doing something wrong if we never explored the Bible deeper than what we do. Like it's the right thing to do is explore scripture and not stay stagnant. And so we hope to show you not just here's what we think, but here's how we got here. Here are our ideas. And just show you our thought process and diving deeper into the Bible and growing our thoughts.
Yeah.
Through scripture.
And another thing that Nate and I do is we kind of push, we don't study the Bible in a framework of anything. We just try to approach the Bible on its own terms. Yeah. And I know a lot of people do that. I know a lot of denominations do that. But, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. We students of the word, it's hard not to have biased opinions or kind of hold dear to a lot of things that we've come to know and grow up on. But what Nate and I try to do is we try to strip all of that to find truth and just follow the Bible and the conclusions where it needs to go. So other than that, I think we're pretty much wrapped up with this first episode. I don't know how far or how long we're in on this episode. I don't see anything ticking along. So, 22 minutes. That's good. That's good for a first episode. So it feels like we've been on here longer.
No, mine says 33, but that's because we were on here a few minutes before.
Yeah. So as far as the recording, we're at 22 minutes. Thank you for your time. We are excited to begin this podcast with you. And like I said, reach out to us, thinkingkingdompodcast@gmail.com with all your comments, questions, and maybe concerns that you may have, and we'll talk about them. Also, throw out any guests that you would like to see on the podcast or topics you want to discuss. So we've already picked out a lot, so hopefully you'll enjoy what we have out here in the forthcoming future. And that's all we have. So, Nate, you have anything you want to end on?
Nope. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah. If you made it this far, thanks. We're going to do giveaways. I have a commentary by Dan Owen that I want to give away. So, you know, I'll probably mention that at the end of the episode. So you got to hang on until the end, or maybe I throw it in the middle and just throw a curveball. So,
and this is, everybody says this, but share and like and comment, and that helps, you know, get us out there. And if you think it's beneficial, share it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you all. You all have a good rest of your day, and we look forward to studying with you here in the future. Hey everybody, it's Austin again. Just wanted to say a quick thanks for joining in with us on this very first episode of the Thinking Kingdom podcast. We hope that this podcast supplements your faith, helps you think about kingdom things, kingdom living, doing things by God's word and living it out. We have a lot of great content and spiritual conversations with a lot of great brothers in the brotherhood, and we're very excited about that. So if you don't mind doing us a favor, go over to Facebook, like our Thinking Kingdom podcast page, and then hop over to YouTube and find our page over there, Thinking Kingdom Podcast. Go ahead and subscribe and turn on notifications. That way, when we come out with content, you'll have that readily available to you in your library. We also want to do a quick giveaway. And what we're going to do with the giveaway is I'm going to give some rules for it, but we want to just let you know what the item is. It is a teacher's commentary on Romans. Let me see if I can't back it up, by Dr. Dan Owen. Dan is an instructor at the Bear Valley Bible Institute. He's an awesome instructor. He will be on our podcast. You'll definitely benefit from his wisdom and the conversation that we have with him. So I'm going to link a couple of his commentaries that he has on 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Hebrews, and this one on Romans in this podcast, so that at least you're aware of where you can buy it. But we do want to give one away. All you need to do is go to our Facebook page, where we're going to post this YouTube video. We're going to post that over to Facebook, and all you need to do is like it and share it, and we're going to make our selection from there. So like the video on Facebook and share it, and we'll go ahead and make our selection from there. So hopefully you get chosen to be the winner, but if not, this content is, his resources, his commentary is very much available and affordable, so you can supplement your study. If you're doing it as a course or a class in Sunday school for some teens, or if you're teaching the adult class, you'll definitely want this in your library to help you out, as Paul's teachings can be, as Peter said, a little tough. So anyways, thanks again for hanging on with us in the first episode. We look forward to giving you great content here in the future. Thanks. God bless.
If you would like to know more about the work of Excel Still More, be sure to check out our website at excelstillmore.net, subscribe to our newsletter, and register for the Excel Still More Bible Workshop today.